This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Board has voted to make some changes to Vermont's hunting and fishing regulations. Under the changes, hunters over the age of 50 will be allowed to use crossbows during the regular archery season. And in an effort to prevent chronic wasting disease, the board voted to ban natural deer urine lures. There is still one more vote on the issue, but if it's approved, the changes will take effect next year. Joining us now to tell us more about it is Scott Darling, a biologist for the Fish and Wildlife Department. And Scott, thanks so much for speaking with us again.
Thanks, Mitch. Great to be here.
Now, first, let's talk about these natural deer lures. Are they made with real urine, and what are the potential problems with them?
Yes. Well, Mitch, natural-based deer urine lures are actually the product of about maybe 25 captive cervid facilities throughout the country that are then used by about 7 to 8 manufacturers that then distribute them across the country. And the problem, the concern we have is that chronic wasting disease, which is a 100% fatal neurological disease affecting cervids, deer, and moose, for example, often the source of that disease comes from captive cervid facilities, whether it be white-tailed deer or elk.
Why is that?
Well, it's just a disease associated with those particular animals. It's very similar to scrapies in sheep or mad cow disease in domestic animals. And it has, right now, the disease occurs in about 22 states and 2 Canadian provinces. And the nearest infection is in the Pennsylvania area at this point in time.
I want to get to the dangers of chronic wasting disease in a moment. But first, are there synthetic deer lures that could be used instead of the natural ones?
There are, Mitch, and to some degree, manufacturers have stated that they can be as effective. It's that traditionally hunters prefer some natural-based deer lure, assuming that it would work better. But we're hopeful that by banning the natural-based lures, that they will enhance the market for synthetic products here in Vermont and across the country.
And, of course, the other thing hunters could do is just track deer and not use lures at all.
That's correct. We know from our surveys that just a little under 20% of our deer hunters in Vermont use lures, so the far majority do not. And we're hopeful, again, that those that do will consider something such as a synthetic product.
So what is chronic wasting disease in deer, and why is it so dangerous?
It is something that we clearly do not want to have in Vermont. There are almost no ways to deal with it once you do have it. We do have a protocol that we would try to depopulate areas that were immediately infected with chronic wasting disease. And if it were to be found in a captive facility in Vermont, we would automatically have to depopulate that entire facility. But one of the problems with this disease is that it can infect the soil for years and years, if not decades at a time. And so once you have it there, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. And so then you end up with these little sparks across the state where it can infect wild animals and move across the range.
If it got out of control in Vermont, do you think it would mean the end of deer hunting in Vermont, or broader than that even?
Well, we surely have the experience of observing many states that have it, and what they find is particularly the infection rates go up among adult males in particular, so that some states have 25 to almost 50% of the adult males may be infected with the disease. And many of these states, what they have to implement is a testing procedure where a hunter harvests a deer. The animal should be tested because the only way you can tell is through a postmortem examination. And then the hunter is notified whether the deer was infected with chronic wasting disease or not. And so that's a very big process. And how it affects hunter participation and interest in consuming the meat is really hard to tell.
Let's move on to this issue of crossbows. There was a proposal to allow all hunters to use crossbows during archery season. Now it looks like only people over the age of 50 will be allowed to use crossbows. Why that change?
Mitch, during the month of March, the Fish and Wildlife Department and the Fish and Wildlife Board, the regulatory board, held 6 meetings throughout the state and received public feedback on the original proposal to allow crossbows for all age groups. And the public was very concerned about the impacts on the archery harvest, the uncertainties associated with how many people will take up the use of crossbows. And we felt it was best to take a stepwise, slower progression here, and we recommended that the board consider limiting it to our original proposal of 50-year-old and older hunters. What we have found, and the reason why we selected that age group, is what we have found from our data, is that we do begin to lose archery hunters at about that age. And the speculation there is it gets harder at that age to pull back on a bow, and this crossbow provides them an opportunity to continue to participate in bow hunting.
There's still one more vote left on these changes. Do you think it's likely that they will be approved?
We obviously are continuing to receive public comment on this proposal, and I think that will drive where the board decides on what to do next.
Scott Darling is a biologist for the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife. Thanks so much for taking the time, Scott.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.